This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My buddy Jerry Ferrara is in studio today. Be here for the next hour. Tiki is out. Tiki is back tomorrow. And we'll hit all these games. We'll hit a few with Jerry as well. But we'll really start nuts and bolts tomorrow, X's and O's and all that stuff. All right, Giants fan. I've got three things for you. And I'm going to save the Eli thing for last.
So for only three? This is great.
But there are three...
Major.
Paramount to the direction of the franchise.
Okay.
And quite frankly, with the exception of Eli, I don't know where you stand on the first two.
Okay.
Number one, do you believe that Pat Shurmur is the right coach for the New York Giants?
I believe yes, but I think you still need some more time. I think 1 year sample size is tough because if you would have looked at McAdoo, what was McAdoo, 11-5?
11 wins, yeah.
Playoffs.
Well, he turned into a clown show,
But after that season, and also, by the way, an Odell Beckham drop away from a nice lead, again, a Hail Mary pass, a nice lead in the first round game in Green Bay, yeah.
Well, Shepard dropped a touchdown.
Shepard dropped one. Didn't Odell drop one, too?
Odell dropped a touchdown.
A touchdown.
And the third down conversion on the opening drive of the game. They were ready to move up
7-0. Eli was actually playing great in effort. The defense was lights out. So you would have said, McAdoo's the right guy.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we want. So my initial instinct is yes, because... Man, they could have really given up on the season completely. And maybe that would have been better to only win three games and get a better draft pick. Football, to me, doesn't always work the same like the NBA where you should lose games. But I'm going to say yes for now because they did not lay down. They played, and he didn't shy away from anything, that's for sure. But I think we need a little bit more of a sample size to fully, panic or ride it out. But yes, but it's not an emphatic yes. For now, yes, yes.
Fair. That's a good
take. He deserves more time.
I think that that's a fair take. I think that it's too early to say yes. It's too early to say no. Good take. I would agree with that. Every time I ask Tiki now, we were in Minnesota, and we'll be in the Super Bowl this year again in Atlanta. We were in Minnesota. Mike, when did Pat Shurmur reach out to Tiki? It was like a day after he was hired, right? He reached out to Tiki, which was great because he was smart. He wanted to get Tiki back involved in the Giants with the organization. And, Tiki's got an affinity for Pat. He thinks he's going to be the right guy. And every time we talk about this, I'm less convinced. I'm not saying he's the wrong guy. I'm not saying that. But his previous job didn't go great.
Yeah.
Also for a bad franchise.
Yes.
I think TBD for Shurmur, but I think your answer is fair.
Yeah,
that's
tough. It certainly at moments in the beginning was like, ooh, I don't know about this whole thing. But
I
saw a little stuff. Okay, here
we go. We lead up to... Degree of difficulty. The Shurmur stuff is just that's just a little quick shot at the bar. Now we dig in. We get the whole bottle.
Okay.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
Would you trade him?
No. I would not. I need to hear an offer though. Am I saying put him on the open market and field offers? No, I wouldn't do that. But if a team called with the King's ransom. Mm-hmm. I think you could say that about almost any player who's not a quarterback. You got to listen. Unless it's a franchise quarterback. So I say no right now because I think that you're kind of so committed to him at this point. You got to let it play out. I wouldn't not answer any calls, and if there's a King's ransom out there, I certainly have to listen. But I say no. I know you disagree with that.
Well, I just,
Jared, but why? What bothers you about it?
First of all, he hasn't won. He hasn't done anything. I mean, all these great numbers we glorify. Oh, Odell's so great. Can you win something? Can you win? If he didn't make
But what do you mean win something? Like a playoff game? Or like what you want him to like lead the league in yards? Because like his numbers when he's on the field are pretty good.
He's a beast. I'm not saying he's not a beast.
He really hasn't had, and this will lead into your third part, he really hasn't had a quarterback who could stretch the field more than 35 yards.
Take subtle shot.
It's not
Eli.
Really a shot. They didn't go downfield for whatever the reason is, whether it was Eli, whether it was the coordinator, whatever the reason were, they did not go downfield much. And I think that's where he could really show what he could do. And but still, I'm not, what was he supposed to win?
All right, let me just pull this up. So So I don't want to overlook anybody. It's not even a stat. I just want to let me sure. All right, so we've got the Colts, Chiefs, Cowboys, Rams, Chargers, Pats, Eagles, Saints.
Yes.
Michael Thomas is great. He's not good. He's great.
Great.
So we'll put him in the great file. Eagles don't have a great wide receiver.
They don't have one great one, but they have a bunch of really good receivers.
No, they're tough, and Jeffrey's got a nice rapport with Fall. I'm not saying he's a scrub, but he's not a superstar. The Pats don't have a superstar at receiver. And even if you include Gronk is getting old. He's not looking the same.
Yes, understood.
The Chargers, I think Keenan Allen is a superstar. Not everybody gives him that love. The Rams, I think they miss Cooper Kupp a lot.
And with Kupp, I think they probably have maybe the best receiving core. I mean, the Chargers are up there as well. But with Kupp, I mean, that's tough.
I mean, I guess it's a little different when you get to the divisional round. But I look at the eight teams playing this weekend, and I don't know that you need a great wide receiver to be a Super Bowl team.
I don't know. I argue the other way.
This guy's getting so much money.
Look at the Chargers you just mentioned. Keenan Allen, and they have two young guys who are really great complimentary pieces.
I like Mike Williams.
The Chiefs don't have, like, that number one. I mean, Tyreek Hill is just an offensive, one of the scariest weapons in football. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of bang or bust, home run threat, but he hits a lot of home runs.
No question.
So you can't really say, okay, the Chiefs don't have a star wide receiver.
Plus they have Kelce.
And they have Kelce, but Tyreek Hill's a star wide receiver.
Oh,
he's not a prototypical wide receiver.
I agree.
And, yeah, I get it with the Eagles, but I just think their whole group, similar with the Rams, the whole group. I mean, a lot of the teams that don't – I mean, T.Y. Hilton to me is – he's not a – I don't know if you want to call him a superstar wide receiver. He's a great
– tier number two. He's right below tier number one. I love T.Y.
I don't know. If you look at some of the teams that lost or teams that didn't have great wide – the Bears. I mean, the Bears have – wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens just were in a whole other offense. Like,
yeah, they never have
you
receivers.
Look at some of the teams that lost. I mean, how many star wide receivers are on the teams that got bounced?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
The Texans have one, for sure.
Terrific.
But they also were decimated around him. They didn't have enough. Like, he was a lot easier to double team at that point.
I don't know. I just think we get so wrapped up in the numbers and the fantasy value. And I just feel like there's... And maybe it's more specific to the Giants, and maybe I don't even need to incorporate the other teams. I don't know that I love a wide receiver being my identity. Maybe that's how I should have framed it. You know, and right now, Odell Beckham Jr. is their identity.
Right now.
I don't know that that's a good thing.
I think that's going to shift really quickly now.
Shift to Barkley, of course, but...
I agree with you on that.
So
I think you got to have a little more balance.
You're going to pay both? So Odell's getting all this money. Who are you going to pay at quarterback?
Odds are we're going to get a rookie on a rookie deal, which is the best time to pay other people's when you got a guy on a rookie contract as best as you can where it's not... $100 million.
Yeah, that's a new trend.
The odds are it's going to be a young... I'm not saying it's going to lead to Super Bowls right away. I mean, and we could get deeper once we get into the Eli thing.
But the
quarterback situation has to be addressed for any of this to work.
Would you bring Eli back next season? And if so, are there any restrictions or guidelines?
I would bring him back under one real main precedent is that there is some clarity as to who the replacement is. Meaning,
draft a quarterback, a
guy that you believe in, that you like, that at least if you want him to sit and watch even half a year, I still think Eli's a good guy to watch. Like, it doesn't...
Meaning you think he would be... Because Kurt Warner, and you know, Tiki's talked about this, Kurt Warner didn't... Kerry Collins, I should say.
Right.
Wanted no part
of that.
Of mentoring Eli. Kurt was... Not that he's like, oh, okay, I'll teach him everything, but he was certainly more...
A little more gracious about it,
definitely
right?
Definitely more gracious, yeah.
I think
Eli would do that?
I think so. I mean, look at the way he handled the McAdoo situation. I thought that whole thing was handled, at least for Giant fans, it was painful. Maybe it was the right way to do it and just be like, no, we're benching him. Our best chance to win is with Geno Smith,
My guy, Geno.
Was a little head-scratching. No offense to Geno Smith, but the team had so many other problems. I know the quarterback is everything.
Yeah.
But the Giants for the last two seasons have had so many other problems as well, like so many other teams. So I would take Eli back, but really mainly with drafting a quarterback with this first-round pick and the successor in place.
All right, Jerry, here's my problem with that. And one thing I always say about Eli, and I certainly need to say it again because you're here and we're talking extensively about Eli, and I take a lot of heat for this. I really do respect Eli.
I know.
He comports himself like a pro. He's a two-time champ. He's a great guy. He's tough. He's durable. A lot of platitudes I could throw Eli's way. why I don't think your dynamic is the best one for Eli in this city. Because say if you sit at six and you take Haskins, who won't be there, I don't think.
Right.
Or you shoot up the draft board and trade with either one, two, or right. three, and you move and you take Haskins, or you take one of the other quarterbacks. And Eli starts. Once things go a little awry, and I firmly believe that they will, because I don't think Eli can, I don't think, as much as I respect him, I think it's over for the most part physically, just about. And you're going to create this tsunami of rage, sentimentality, and desperation, because you know you have the young stud on the bench, the guy that you think is the right guy.
Right.
You just drafted him top 10, minimum. Yet you've got to walk that balance of not disrespecting Eli. I don't think it's – I think it's dangerous.
I agree to a point, because if anything good that came out of the McAdoo-Eli benching was it definitely desensitized Giant fans a little bit to that. Because
mm-hmm.
to me, the way that was done, it certainly felt, and at least the way the media spun it, was a disrespectful act.
It was. It was the right idea. It was terrible execution.
I think that it would be handled probably a little better. And I think we're, as Giant fans, a little desensitized. And also, look, I love Eli. I can never thank him enough for those two rings. I even was on a Twitter argument with somebody who was like, the Giants defense carried them to those Super Bowls. And that's false.
Mm-hmm.
2007, yeah, I looked up the numbers and he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But not 2011, different story. 9 touchdowns, 1 pick,
yeah.
309 a game, 68% mm-hmm. completion percentage.
Pretty good.
One, actually, you know,
not pretty good. Great.
Two road wins, mm-hmm. You know, and was excellent in the Super Bowl when he needed to be. You know, mm-hmm. That Super Bowl was not one of the most pleasing Super Bowls to watch offensively. So, again, to me, and again, this is things that you would maybe should talk to him about, but like if you're a coach or whatever, but I think you bring him back, but you got to have no more of this, like, no, he's still part of the long-term plans.
Yeah. I mean, let's stop the charade.
Yeah.
There's got to be a blunt discussion. Now, I actually think that he had it with Dave Gettleman. I think he had it. That's the report. You know, and by the way, you know, I don't know what this means necessarily, but before the last game at home, he was taking pictures with his daughters in
right.
the tunnel. You know, maybe he's preparing himself for if it goes sideways, that maybe it's already over.
Yeah, and like I said, there are still a lot of holes on the team. I'm not going to, you know, be like hard on the offensive line. And yes, when the blitz comes, sometimes Eli just falls down and just doesn't want it, and he can't really get out of those situations. But a healthy, you know, more cohesive offensive line will help. But also, if it's not a guy you draft this year, who are you trading for or signing? Who? The quarterback that
Foles?
Is like... Okay. All right.
I know. That excites you still. Right?
I mean,
I hear you.
Oh, maybe it's partly because he's an Eagle, and also partly, like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a short term plan. It's not a long term plan.
No, it's not.
So, who's the guy that's out there now that you go out and sign or trade for that puts you in, like, oh, we're now in the conversation?
There's not many. Because
not many.
This is something else, Teague and I always hit. There's no middle tier. You're either making 30 mil or you're making peanuts relative to the quarterback position. So if you can find somebody and slot them at 17, 18, maybe even 19 or 20, maybe Nick Foles makes 20 a year. If he plays well against the Saints this weekend, I don't think they'll win. But if he plays well, 8-point dogs, nobody thinks they're supposed to win this game. And if they lose, but he performs well, he's going to probably get $20 million guaranteed on the open market next
year. I mean,
year.
Let me ask you something.
And $20 million is palatable. It's not $30
million. I'm gonna just jump back to that because it just hit me like that, that first question.
Yeah, there's no rules
imagine
in sports
like
radio.
Imagine if the Browns got their hands on Odell Beckham Jr. Whew.
Yeah. Well, he's boys but Landry.
That's what I'm saying. So we're putting the value. I get it. I understand what you were bringing up on the – but there's some teams out there that I'm sure they would love nothing more than to
– of course. I guess somebody
it would
like –
put them in the talk. That's what we're saying. There's no quarterback I see that maybe puts the Giants in the talk unless something major happens that shakes it up. But mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr. – we'll put a lot of teams in the talk.
He could, if he could stay healthy. Something else. Every year.
True.
Every year
that's
is
always a thing.
I
hear you. That's always a thing, yes.
He's a young buck. He's heard it. What happens when he's 31 years old?
I can tell you at 39, yeah. I played some pickup hoops last night. I'm limping around all day.
I mean, we've talked about this.
I used to be really good. Now,
are you going on the floor or are you just shooting? You're shooting. You're shooting
now
right?
I'm shooting because I don't want – the main goal is to not get hurt. I don't want no elbow. I caught a little elbow to the, not a big one, just a grazing shot.
Yeah.
Thought I felt a little tooth get loose. Just set me a pick. I'm going to come off the screen and shoot a three. I'm not going to the hole anymore. I'm 5'7". Leave me out of this.
I hear you, man. Hopefully your son's like 5'6", 2".
listen, my wife is the only shot. She's got some height in her family, yeah. like a very little.
Yeah.
It's not coming from me.
He's got to be quick then.
Quick feet,
quick hands. All right, so let's get a break. A couple things I want to get into coming up next. Let's get into a little fantasy, a little gambling, a little gaming.
Oh, yeah.
A little gaming. You're all into this.
I'm all. It's,
you got to explain to me the inner dynamics. I mean, I obviously follow you, and I know what you're doing with the Knicks gaming team, but.
But you're not an old head about
I'm
it, right? You're open to.
Dude, I'm still. I play Ms. Pac-Man.
All right.
That's, to me, is still
my man.
You know, even Pitfall, I'll play. I'll do a little Doom. Like Doom is my most modern video game.
I'm gonna try to boil it down to its simplest form and digestible, and we'll cover it. Yep.
I like it. We'll get that. We'll get some calls. 855-212-4227. Jerry Ferrara with me for the rest of the show. We'll get that timeout. We'll come back. We'll hit that stuff right here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.